welcome to Talking Walking, hosted by Andrew Stuck from Rethinking Cities and the Museum of Walking. Talking Walking brings you interviews with people from the world of walking, artists, activists, professionals, and those of us who have a passion for taking a walk. I'm with Greek dramaturg Ananastia Polykrinidou at the Walking Art Encounter in Prespus, and we're trying to keep out of the sun. There's not a lot of shade, but we've discovered that if we walk in a circuit around the local chapel, at least two sides of the building offer us a little respite from the extreme heat. The shared and the personal, Ananastia's recent work and research, focuses on the socio-political aspects of performance, particularly for women artists, in public spaces in her native city of Thessaloniki. The interview opens with me asking her about what has brought her to Prespus. What brings you to Prespus?
The Walking Arts Encounter Festival. I was invited by Yannis, Yoras and Geert. It's my second time here.
But you've been a graduate here. You came to the school here?
No, I... my bachelor's degree was at the Fine Arts Department in Thessaloniki, but the theatre department. And then I had a master's degree at Utrecht University, where I graduated in 2018.
So they invited you here. So what action or performance or workshop are you going to be doing? And tell us about it.
It's a workshop named The Shared and the Personal. It's a new section in my life as a walking artist, if I can define myself this way. And it's more related to the social and political aspects of walking. I was walking a lot the past months in Thessaloniki. This is my city where I live. You know, it's a city full of narratives, of graffiti and logos and everything, and drawings as well. And as I was walking, I was trying to find signs of resistance that they're actually reflecting on the social-political aspects of the city where I live, and create a narrative based on that. So this workshop is dedicated to that.
Now, we're walking around the chapel here in search of shade, yeah, because it's incredibly hot. But you've just told me it's actually hotter in Thessaloniki.
It's actually hotter. We experience this every year and every summer. And I think this is one of the reasons, I'm guessing, that Yannis brought this type of a festival way outside of a city centre, because we don't even float in, and we're far away from the city. And I think the weather and the lower temperature help us as walking artists to perform better.
So how much has walking art evolved in Greece? Can you tell us, how long have you been personally involved in walking art?
It's been 3 years now. In 2021, when I came here with my first workshop, The Body Public, that was the name. And the crazy thing is that I had no idea. I was not familiar with this type of walking arts encounters. A close friend of mine introduced me to this festival. 2021, I wasn't a maker. And found this opportunity. It's also an international festival, and it gave me more urge to come here and present something. The work I did in 2021 was the first one. And since then, yeah, three more workshops and a workshop as well came up in my life.
You're something that is described as a dramaturgist.
Yes.
Can you give us a little explanation? Because mm-hmm, some of my listeners won't know what that means.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, it's a discussion I'm having over and over again. The thing is that even when I graduated from my bachelor's degree in Thessaloniki, I specialized in dramaturgy and performance analysis. And later on, my master's degree was dedicated to contemporary dramaturgy in theater and dance. Dramaturgy, it's always hard to explain because it's not a single task. Every time, as a dramaturg, at least this is how I experience it, you adjust to things and that a director or choreographer asks you to do. It can be like you're doing a research work for a theater play or a choreography. You can be in the studio next to the director, helping him to discover more qualities of the work that is about to come. Interviewing, doing Q&As, and so on.
Okay, but you're particularly interested in the public realm.
Yes.
So, and the public realm being outdoors.
Yeah.
So you're interested in pieces that are choreographed for the public realm, or are not choreographed, are they ones which are just happen? Well, what are the kind of things that you're looking to make?
Yeah, it's a path I followed when I was doing my master thesis. This is when I truly and finally realized that I want to be more dedicated to site-specific art, site dance and walking art later in my life. Because I think that, well, the qualities that come up every time you perform in an open space are just, well, incredible to witness, to notice. It's not a fixed, closed studio. It's not a theater space. It's not like that. You come across with people, temperature, noises, everything actually, different qualities, a variety of qualities. And this is what gave me the enthusiasm to continue as a researcher and later a maker on this path of site-specific art.
Today's Greece, it has a new government, but an old message.
Yeah.
What are the opportunities for people like you to be making work in the public realm? Is there such a thing as the public realm anymore? Is there public space, or is it all being privatized and consumerized? Or
this is happening. This is the reality we experience in Greece, especially as artists. That there are many criteria that you need to cross when you are trying to perform a work in public space. I believe it's easier when you are a part of a company, when you work as an artist in residence or as an artist who is dedicated to a specific company that has its own rules. So you perform in a way they want you to. But as a freelance artist, it's hard to make that work in open space. You come across different strategies and anxieties every time. I believe that now that we are here for the week, I believe that every single one of us feels safe to perform different types of work related to walking art and happen in public space. It creates you this kind of safety.
Well, I mean, what I've found here, because it's so rural, is that there are not that many places you can't walk. If we were in somewhere like England, and it was a rural area, so many areas would be fenced off, gates would be locked on fields. You wouldn't be able to walk quite so freely or in public space. But it's not actually public space. Much of this is owned by people. Which for me, it's quite a strange situation, is that certainly some of the Greek artists I've spoken here, is they're quite worried about the future and how much opportunity there will be for them to make work walking art anywhere. And yet, I don't think that's the case for people in England, even though we possibly have less public space than you guys. Remarked on the heat. I mean, we're doing a very strange circuit where where we walk into extreme heat and then walk into shade.
Well, we're performing, actually. So
we are. If anyone's watching this.
I mean, it's true what you describe. We have great landscapes and open spaces, not particularly in the city, in the city centers, especially Thessaloniki, and I think it's even worse in Athens, like to find open green spaces, clean spaces to perform. But even though if you do, well, you're gonna, it has to be authorized by someone else. It's not like, oh, I wake up this morning and I feel the urge to present, go ahead and do it. No. You need to take someone's authorization for that.
Yeah.
But especially also as a woman artist, walking artist who walks.
I was going to come on to
that next. Because I'm reflecting on this chapter on my workshop tomorrow. Well, the difficulties are even higher.
Well, this is what I was going to ask you, is that certainly in the UK, our cities are very gendered. Mm-hmm. They've been designed by men, for men, very recently made catcalling a criminal offence, as part of sexual harassment. Yeah. Of you men calling out at women from, builders on the scaffolding or whatever, that has now become a criminal offence, but literally only in the last, year or two.
Oh, it took a while.
What I'm wondering is that, Greece has always had a, I don't know what you call it, men have always been more dominant, if that be the right way of describing it, and they have more freedoms than women do. Is that getting worse or better? And how is it for women walking artists, or women artists per se, to be able to work freely and openly and in public space?
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not going to romanticize things. I don't think I ever felt safe to walk anytime, anywhere. Mm-hmm. Not here, not in Utrecht as well.
Yep.
But in Utrecht, when I used to live, the medium I was using, the bicycle, made things easier for me because I had this feeling that I could run away.
If you could escape.
Exactly, I could escape. But now I live again back in my country, in Thessaloniki, when even cycling is a hard thing to accomplish because we don't have this type of culture and routine. If you want to cycle, you go,
It's more like a leisure pursuit.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. So we walk. I'm a woman, I walk. I walk a lot for my pleasure and also for creative purposes. But I came across what now you mention as catcalling. Mm-hmm. It happens to me. It happens to me a lot. And sexual assaults and...
Just the fear. The area around where you might be able to walk independently, alone, solo, without hassle, is diminishing, or is it diminishing?
What makes it really hard for me every time, and especially, of course, at late night times, is that I don't feel comfortable with the action of walking. Somehow I need to create my own mechanisms of walking as late at night or whatever, to avoid some circumstances, if I can. And of course, always, every danger that comes to me, in every sort of way, be calm, not scary, even if it's scary, and try to just somehow avoid it without creating a scene in public space.
Yeah.
Even though it's the other person who, who creates the situation.
Yes, your agency is reduced. The everyday cultural circumstances constrain what you can do.
Yeah. And also, when I do research about it, when I read a lot about it, I always come across of women groups in different also countries, in Spain, in Italy, who create these... and I also had a discussion with a woman last night about it, that they create groups of women so they can... walk together specific times of the day for safety reasons. I understand, this makes me mad, the privilege of men, that they don't even have to think about it.
This is the thing that I think comes over more and more often each time I interview people, is that although we're supposedly becoming a more sophisticated society and a more tolerant one when it comes to looking at gender fluidity or whatever. Yeah. But actually, most of that is like window dressing not really looking at the deeper situation that a lot of women face. I think women have advantage, though, in certain circumstances, especially if they do walk with another woman. Mm-hmm. They are less threatening to other women. Does that make sense? So therefore, you often have the opportunity of being welcomed into more intimate spaces. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And through that, benefit more than men will ever do because the men don't get that invitation. The men are immediately seen to be the aggressor and not to be invited in.
Yeah, because so, as I said before, the privilege.
Yeah.
Yeah, even though if you don't even think about it, it gives you this, this attitude not to worry, not to worry, because you don't experience. You don't experience the same fear. You don't experience the same way of walking in a city. It's crazy. And even look at it in terms of transport. Who takes the bus more often? The metro, whatever.
Yeah.
Who does that? Women do.
Yeah.
Women do. And even if I walk alone in the street and you are with your car and you make a suggestion, or even, yeah, catcalling, whatever that is, a simple even a word, that creates a threat.
No, and this is something I've always found kind of interesting, is the fact that I worked in urban design, so I was kind of wanting to learn too. And what always surprised me was that the number of actual assaults on women, the majority of them were by men whom they knew.
Oh, yeah.
One. Two, more often than not, the assault was done by someone in a car. And yet, we create cities where the only streets that have street lighting or are better lit in the evening or more populated are the main streets along which the cars drive.
Yeah.
You know, so you have this sort of kind of weird thing where all the back streets, which are less driven, are more threatening. What you're actually doing is you're restricting their opportunity to walk anywhere, because they can't walk in the main street, even though that's the well-lit one, because actually they're just as likely, if not more likely, to have assault, because the majority of those assailants are in cars, and they can't walk the back street because they're not lit and they're not populated. So we actually have created cities which are double negatives for women.
Yeah, you're quite right about it. Cities are designed by men for men.
Definitely. And actually a certain age of men.
Yeah.
The majority of city users are 25 to 50-year-old men.
If you walked in Thessaloniki or in Athens, but how can a woman with a baby and a stroller walk?
Indeed. It's challenging stuff. Are those the sorts of issues you're exploring in the work you're doing? When you say that you're saying the shared to the personal, and you talk about public realm.
And I think that even the name of the work, the shared and the personal, I mean, I start from a personal perspective, trying to pass you my urban experiences. As a person and a woman who walks, right? This particular type of section, walking women, is part of that. It covers lots of these things we just discussed about. And the other part is the socio-political aspects of walking in a city like Thessaloniki. And to me, working and walking for this workshop made me see my city in a different way, actually, from different perspectives. Because I was working with a purpose, randomly, but with a purpose, to find this type of signs that they reflect on political crisis, taxes, patriarchy, whatever that be, and somehow realize that, yeah, it's a city who speaks and resists, even, you know, by creating street artwork, graffiti, or whatever.
Students in Greece have recently protested about how this government is changing university education and university opportunity. Greece has frequently had walking protests. Have you been involved in one? And if so, have you seen them be effective as an action and to actually see change?
What is strange to me, and I have to say that, because, you know, we talk now after a selection result, which is a surprise for the most of us. We have a left-wing government now.
Sorry, left wing or right wing?
I'm sorry, right wing. Right wing, I'm very sorry. But as I was walking months ago, for the purposes again of this workshop, the narrative that I came across with is left wing. You read something on the street that reflects on the crisis at every level. Social crisis, political, women who are healed by men. You see that all these words, all these narratives reflect something. I don't know if we actually do something about it, even when we protest, because I also went to a protest to experience that. And to be honest with you, many, many years ago, because I was also living in the Netherlands, that was my last time that I walked in a protest. But I felt that I need to place my body in this context and to walk with people feel the rhythm, the walking rhythms, hear their slogans, connect with them, interact with them, and having a bonded encounter in this type of context. Yeah. Still, I'm not aware, I'm not sure if protest, because protest is a type of walking, right? We walk when we protest, create something or not.
Whether it actually has a realistic
possibilities
to make a change.
Yes, to make a change.
Now, the next thing I'm going to ask you is to recommend two walks.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the spot. Suggest two walks for my listeners.
Do a repeated walk in your neighborhood.
Aren't we doing that just now?
Are we doing that just now?
Exactly. How many circuits of this chapel?
I didn't even count. I didn't even count, but it's funny. But it's quite performative, though. That's one. And the other one is, I want to say something that reflects on social walking. Like if walking with a group can result to political action, even a small gesture, even something in public space.
You've been listening to Talking Walking, brought to you by Rethinking Cities and the Museum of Walking. In this episode, you've heard from Ananasthea Polycrinidou. If you have any views on this interview or any walking issues, we'd love to hear from you. Just follow the links on the Talking Walking website. We look forward to having you along for future episodes of Talking Walking. Written, recorded and produced by Andrew Stuck of Rethinking Cities Limited, our artwork is designed by Ian Martin of Aardvark Graphics, and the music is composed by Simon Sanders of Easytronic.